Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Whose brush shines and bright stars through the perilous fight.
All right, guys, we have some huge breaking news. Just a few minutes ago as I record this video, Donald Trump was relentlessly booed inside of Madison Square Garden. I was just watching it on the TV, and they put him on the big screen while the national anthem was playing. And like, you can hear, I could hear the boo through my TV, like reverberating, which means I know for a fact that in the stadium, when the cell phone footage comes out, somebody recording it, the boos are going to be so loud. New York City showed up. And I want to talk about this. I want to show you this video. Before I do, though, let's just break this down really quick. Okay. Do you know how effing selfish you have to be as president of the United States to do this? I'm a huge basketball fan. I don't know if anybody in the comments can let me know down below if you're an NBA fan, but the Knicks haven't been in the finals in what, 25-26 years, right? And so the idea that they have their first game at Madison Square Garden, it's game three of the NBA Finals. The first two were in San Antonio. Now we're in New York. Madison Square Garden is the most historic arena, not only in basketball, but maybe in the sports world period. Madison Square Garden under the lights. And the Knicks fans are not allowed to have like watch parties outside, and they have all this shit closed only because Donald J. Trump felt like he had to be there. And of course, we focused on watching, you know, the Knicks game instead of doing anything important, instead of fixing inflation, fixing Iran, etc. Let's watch this first video. This is his motorcade just a little bit ago going by and people booing him. Take a listen. But you can hear there how many people are booing, and you see Donald Trump wave as he goes by and everyone's booing and booing and booing. And again, we had actual protests outside of Madison Square Garden. This one, this sign here saying, "Go Knicks, fuck Trump." This saying, "Trump must go now, Trump must go now." Let's take a look.
Fuck Trump!
Shout out to New York Knicks fans showing up and showing out. Look at this right here. Also part of the protest, this huge sign. Go Knicks, F Trump, and the chant occurring. Some more videos here. And you hear the guy say, "What an asshole." Because again, you can just see here, like, the security is off the charts. It is nuts. And we can see here, I know Adam Mockler talked about this in his last video as well. Imagine being a bar owner inside this zone in near MSG. You prepare to have maybe the highest revenue night in the history of your bar. Now you'll make nothing. No walking allowed in the heart of Midtown for Monday's Knicks game. This is insane. Closures in effect starting June 8th. so that's today, 4 p.m. It's currently 7, 45 roughly as I record this. The game started just 15 minutes ago. No one will be allowed inside the secure area unless you have a ticket to the game, a train ticket, are going to a business inside the area, have credentials, or have some other authorized reason to be there, according to NYPD. And again, this is all around Madison Square Garden. So again, the cheapest tickets to get into this arena tonight, if you bought the tickets as late as yesterday, you could have gotten in for four figures instead of five. Maybe you got a ticket all the way in the top bleachers for $9,600. The reason I say that is because most people are planning, we're planning to be outside of the arena for this historic moment, watching the Knicks, their first finals game, potentially going up 3-0 against the San Antonio Spurs. But now you can't have anybody in this zone without a ticket. And it says, oh, if you're going to a place like a business, but it's like there's no way they're going to let people just flood bars here. So again, really effed up for the businesses. It's so selfish. This is such a historic moment, and Donald Trump has made it about himself. Really quickly, and I'll mute this. This is the security lines. We're about to go watch Donald Trump get booed at during this national anthem. But again, the security lines, Secret Service told people to get there 2 hours before tip because these lines will be absolutely nuts. This is one of them. I mean, that is crazy. You are blocks away from Madison Square Garden. Again, same thing. If you are lucky enough to have tickets, it is just packed in there, and you have been waiting and waiting and waiting. Let's check out this video. Donald J. Trump just a few minutes ago during the national anthem. Really quickly, it means a lot here on the Adam Mockler channel. Hit like down below, share the video out, subscribe. My name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel, so it means so much to me if you check out my YouTube channel down below. Maybe watch a video, hit like on it, subscribe. It goes a long way. We are all so appreciative of you guys here at Mockler Media. Let's take a look. And again, this is the broadcast, and you heard so clearly how loud that boo was. I'm telling you, I watch basketball a lot. So I guess this relates to like any sport, but especially basketball, because the announcers and like the sound, everything is so close. You know, if they have cameras on the floor, then you can hear the players talking. If the announcers are doing something and a chant starts, I mean, the announcers are practically next to the fans on the floor a lot of the time. And so like there's a delay on this, ordeal, and they are taking those levels and turning them down to try to make sure people can hear the person singing the national anthem. So the fact that it was that loud really shows that New York showed out and showed Donald Trump how they felt, which I'm so glad. I'm so glad they did. This was such a selfish move. This guy is such a, excuse my language here, piece of shit. He's anti-American to his core, and he is so focused on making this moment about himself, all while inflation explodes, gas prices explode, the economy falls apart, consumer sentiment is near the lowest of all time. We've got nothing from this administration but chaos. American lives are at risk, and over a dozen people have died, American deaths in Iran, thousands of civilians. And Donald Trump was like, let me ruin the thing for New York in the last three decades, this special moment. Let me make it about myself. And you see to the left there, that would be Kai Trump, which is pretty interesting. I made a video recently. Maybe I'll have to do another one here on the Adam Mockler channel about some of the questions around this family and who's close to who. Kai Trump recently graduating high school. And I don't believe anybody from the family was actually there. She hangs out with Donald Trump a lot, but she's rarely seen with Melania Trump. That Baron hangs out with Melania Trump a lot. There's seems to be a divide within the family. So interesting that Kai Trump took the time to be there, just like any other 18-year-old, having box tickets to the New York Knicks and Madison Square Garden for the first finals game in 30 years. Again, more of the security stuff. All of 34th Street is blocked right now because of Trump, not just near MSG, the entire thing. My girlfriend just got off a 12-hour nursing shift and can't cross the street to get home. Think about that for a second. Do you know how insane that is? 12 hours, a nursing shift, a true American, unlike Donald Trump, a true patriot, somebody working hard in the heart of New York City to take care of us. And she can't get home because of Donald Trump, because of this Secret Service stuff. And don't get me wrong, 34th Street would be madness, right? Like, without Donald Trump, it would be madness. But with Donald J. Trump there, the security is so, so, so tight. And again, somebody talking about 34th Street being closed off to ticket holders. Take a listen here.
Hey, if you voted for him, you can get to the back of the line. Back of the line. Anybody who clicked that vote button, back of the line.
Yeah, that's what he did. He shit on him, man. He should have said no thanks.
Trump came here, ain't no fucking business, bro. Knicks fans have starved for this shit. I'd have watched teams, and I'm 22, of Kevin Knox. I'd have watched teams of Reggie Bullock. I'd have watched teams of Frank Ntilikina. I'd have watched teams of fucking Langston Galloway, right? Right? Talking about 1973 is the last time.
Chris Duhon.
Fucking name him. Everybody name him. At the end of the day, you starving Knicks fans who beg for this shit. You starving Knicks fans who beg for it. It's fucking ridiculous. But guess what? We still out here, and we still going to win game three because Knicks are four. Because Knicks are fucking four, baby. Yeah!
You know, it kind of makes me want to cheer for the Knicks. I'm not even going to lie. I like their fan base. Knicks in four. And again, here's another photo. President Trump is officially at MSG for Knicks game three. And you see he's in this box here. That would be him. Everyone kind of looking and taking pictures. Donald Trump making this moment all about himself, but getting relentlessly booed. And again, here on the Adam Ockler channel, we will keep you updated and show you any footage we get from inside the arena of the actual, you know, in the arena, the boos themselves. Let's take a listen one more time. Pretty relentless. Let me know what you guys think in the comments down below. I really appreciate you watching this video. Seriously, you guys are the best. Once again, my name is Chris Maurer. I do a daily video here on the Adam Ockler channel. Make sure you're subscribed, and I will see you in the next video.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.